we have achieved a lot of successes. In terms of electoral democratic successes, we have had 7 elections within the Fourth Republic without military intervention. Out of these 7, we have had 3 democratic alternation of powers, which is a very good markup for democratic consolidation. Our governance institutions have been strengthened over time. Our governance structures have been strengthened over time. We have been able to build cooperative relations with our neighbors and outside the continent of Africa. We have done well in international organizations such as the UN, ECOWAS, African Union, and a whole lot of things. So if you look at the Fourth Republic is actually the pillar of Ghana's democratic dispensation. All the other republics, the first 3 republics, most of them were short-lived. Others had a lot of instances of flagrant abuse of human rights, military intervention, and all those things. But in the Fourth Republic, when we talk about Ghana's democratic consolidation, the foundation or the cornerstone is the Fourth Republic.
There are those who think that most of the developed countries developed under military rule and dictatorship, and that we should have gone down that same lane. Do you agree with that proponent?
In development literature, we call it a development autocrat. It is not necessarily a military leadership. It is strictly a strong leadership system. I agree to some extent that Ghana needs to build strong institutions and a very strong leadership. But the 1992 constitution has already provided so much power to the executive. Our only challenge has been the fact that these executives who have been coming and then going all over the 4 years have not been able to prove that they are very strong and they can stay the course of development. In the concept of democratic development, ideologically, we have a market-led development and then state-led development approach. Technically speaking, the market-led development approach opens up competitiveness for demand and supply to guide you moving forward.
Dr. Ali Dusedu said 25 years of the Fourth Republic means Ghanaians are maturing and understand that political change can only be through the ballot box and not through violence.
Within the 25 years that we have spent at the state, we have not been able to develop our human skills and to be able to provide everybody things that they cherish and then the leeway and the freedom to realize the kind of life that they want to live. We are still behind in terms of economic prosperity, economic development, and turning around the human skill into an enviable technique or tool or strategy for development. That particular front, we are still lacking behind.
Would you say that the peaceful transitions we have had over the years means that Ghanaians have come to terms with the tenets of democracy?
Yeah, I think we have this. It has indicated that we have matured democratically and electorally, and we understand that the only means of changing a government that you don't like, a government that you hate, is still through what? Democratic process, rather than sorting through unconventional and democratic process, such as military coup d'etat. I think that realization is clearly being done on Ghanaians, and we are now thinking that the only way, the only game in town is democracy and democratic election.
That was a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Dusedu.